Coming up next, we have two speakers in one. Now, these next gentlemen were, I met them, man, like 15 years ago in a sketch comedy group that my friend Jeremy told me was the funniest sketch group he had ever seen. Not to oversell you guys. I've seen them perform a ton of times. I used to own a comic book store, and they would perform in my back room a lot. Gee, a comedy club in the back room of a comic book store. Where the fuck is my TV deal, guys? I did it first. Anyway, Chris Hardwick's cool, though. Anyway, so these guys, they moved out to L.A. a little bit ago. They are in a production company together right now called the Castro Brothers Company. This is Pedro and Ramiro Castro. Oh, the name of the sketch group is Big Dog Eat Child, and they're great.
Hey, everybody.
Get these chairs out of here.
I need a little bit of space. So, should I go first?
I'll go first. Your story first.
So when I talk about the grind, I'm going to talk about a story that happened to me about 2.5 years ago. I'm in a building on Wilshire, an office building, and I'm in the bathroom, the men's bathroom, and I'm standing over the toilet, and I'm having a mental breakdown because I am faced with two choices. One, I'm going to tell my new boss that I'm going to miss the deadline and probably get fired. Or two, I'm going to quit because I felt like a fraud because I couldn't do this. So how did I get here? How did I get to this way? So we go back a week later. I'm in the car. I'm on my phone, and I get the email. And the email is, congratulations. We want to work with you. Your first start is Monday. And it was a new gig of being a sizzle reel editor at a production company. And I'm like, woo! He was there. He was driving. I had the window rolled down. And I was like, I got the job! And then it was like, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have In-N-Out Burger. You know? It was like, yes! And I put on Facebook a status. So I was like, I got the job. I'm a working professional in Hollywood. This is amazing. And I got 125 likes. Yay!
It's a pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. And then there is this feeling that I hope everyone here can feel when you make the phone call to your mom and dad back in Chicago, and you're like, hey, mom, hey, dad, I did it. I got the job. And this was like a phone call that I've probably been waiting my entire life, just being like, I got it, and you know, my brother is there too, and you know, and I was telling him we got it, and you know, and it was such an awesome, proud moment for me, because we moved out here, you know, we didn't have much money.
True.
It took us like a week to find a house, and it was just, you know, like miracle after miracle after miracle that, you know, that we were able to make it. So I was so pumped. So Monday comes, my first day, it's great. You know, I'm walking in the production company's office. It's like, you know, Hollywood, like nice, you know, everyone's in their flannels and typing away and looking all important. And
the Hollywood suit.
Yeah, the Hollywood suit. And I'm like, you know, I'm walking in here and I'm like, I don't belong here. So my first day, the boss, you know, tells me like, okay, HGTV is going to do a house flipping show. You got until Friday to get it done. And here's the other editor to, you know, to show you how it's done and what we expect of you. And I was like, yeah, you know, great. You know, I've done sizzle reels before. And right. Basically a sizzle reel is a presentation to a network being like, here's this show. Here's these characters. You want to buy it? Great. So I'm shown to what is expected of me in the first draft. And I see this, and I see the graphics and the music and everything, and my soul, like, dimmed. It sunk. Because that was something that, you talk about a learning curve, this was a learning cliff. And they expected me to be on that level by Friday. And so, after that Monday, I go back home, and he sees me, and I'm like losing my shit. Like, oh, I can't believe it. How do I can do it? I don't know.
I was like, dude, what's wrong, man? You like, you didn't get In-N-Out Burger today? Or like,
it's just like, I don't know. It's just so hard. So the third day, you know, I'm meeting up with another editor and I show him what I got. And he's basically like, yeah, that's all wrong. You're not supposed to do it that way. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's Wednesday. Yeah, I have until Friday, and I haven't told my bosses a thing. You know, they'll be like, oh, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's okay. It's great, you know? And so then back to the bathroom. We're about to, you know, lose my mind. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be fired than to quit. So I went up to my boss, and I told her, like, hey, you know what? I'm a little overwhelmed right now. There's so much footage here. There's so much things that I have to do. I can't do this on Friday. And I'm bracing the fact, like, okay, well, you're done. You know, I'm going to let you go. But she was like, actually, thank you for telling that. You were being honest. And we'll give you another week. But since you are behind, you actually have to stay and go through the reel again and cut out all the best sound bites. And so at that Thursday night, I'm in a building in Wilshire, in my office, going through these bites, and I'm doing this with tears streaming down my eyes. Because I was like, I'm failing. All those 125 likes.
Weighing on you.
Weighing on me. And it's like, I'm letting at least 125 people down. Because I couldn't do it. And so that weekend, you know, I'm calling my buddy, Jason Martinez, and I'm like, hey, you know, I can't do this. Like, I need to learn it. I need to learn After Effects. Like, how, you know, and I'm expecting sympathy. But then he was like, bro, you just gotta go do it. You just have to actually go in there, dig in deep, and get it done, because this is a paid gig, and these don't come easy. And so I'm After Effects. I'm in there. I'm working through the night. And then I finally animated my first text. And the text was, I can do this. And that phrase has carried me the last 2.5 years, because every time that I go into a workplace, every time that I go into a new studio, I am terrified, just terrified, because I don't think I can do it. But I go in there and I say, I can do this. I am doing this, and I'm gonna ask for help. I'm gonna get it done. And so 3 months have gone by, and I'm like, and I get my first real deal compliment, being like, "Hey, great job, Pedro. This is awesome. You followed all the notes." And that feeling was like Kratos taking down a sea serpent, was just like, it was awesome, and. Basically, after that, I couldn't be defeated anything else. I was able to get this done because I don't want to sound like a camp counselor, but the difference between can't and can't, it's so easy to say can't. It's so hard to say can when you think you can't do it. It's so easy to do 3 pen strokes to put the apostrophe and the T on can't. But the difference between can and can't for me was that because I can do it, it made a difference from wishing the life that I had, or wishing for the life that I have, to living the life that I want. The difference of me possibly going back home and doing something else in my life and me here with my brother and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think 8, 9 people that I'm familiar with now, because you guys are my friends, moving into a new city. And that has made all the difference. Thank you very much.
That was so sweet, Pedro. I'm always rooting for Pedro. Pedro's like, he always feels, you know, these are epic battles for him. And I'm sitting there playing video games. And I was like, dude, it's going to be cool. It's going to be fine. You know, he's just like, oh, and his head's about to explode. And I'm like, you can do it, bro. So it's really awesome to work with your brother. So we've been here about 3 years now. And right away when I came to L.A., as opposed to staying in Chicago, we're both from Chicago, I was like, I want to sell something. I don't want to just make it. I want money. Because, you know, money does things for you.
Money's great.
Money's great. You know, and I've done comedy for free for so long in the back of Eric's comic book shop. For instance.
We paid you like a few bucks.
It was in comic books, which I loved. It was way better than money. I was like, yes, I'm going to get like Sandman and
Marvel 1602.
Yeah, dude, Civil War just came out. It was way better than money. I'm like, I made it. I was in my 20s and I was like, I made it, you know. But as I get older, I was like, man, I kind of want to pay for a mortgage, and comic books aren't acceptable tender for that. So I land in LA. I'm by myself. I'm here. I'm in grad school at the same time. I'm living in Park La Brea, which is the weirdest little college campus in Los Angeles ever, ever, ever. Don't live there if you can help it. Please, please, please. I was having a roommate again, which I hadn't had in years. And I was like, I need to sell something. I need to sell anything. And I'm working for a couple of friends who I'm an intern with. And they're like, you know what? We know somebody. We love your video, What Up Little Kid. It's hilarious. They watch it. The guy's like, I want to meet with you. And I'm like, okay, I get to pitch something. I don't know what to do. So I don't go to class anymore. I'm just sitting down writing down ideas. And I'm like, I don't know, pizza ninjas, that's great. You know, maybe they'll have a friend that's a cat and a buffalo shows up. I don't know. It was just like anything. I was just writing things down. And I show up and it's a dude who's 2 years younger than me. And he's like, so I really like What Up Little Kid. You swore in the video. It was funny. I'm like, awesome. This is going to be great. So I told him about an idea that I came up with one of my friends called Mike and Andrew Try to Lose Some Weight. Andrew is a friend of mine. He's a fat comedian. He's not just that. He's so much more.
He's really.
But at the time, he was fat, and he was like, Ramiro, I'm going to lose some weight. Okay, let's talk about pitches. And I was like, stop. That's the show. You're a comedian. You're losing weight. That's going to be funny. So I go in and I'm like, here's a pitch. Here's a pitch. Hit your pitch. Here's pizza ninjas, whatever. And they're like, and I'm like, ah, my friend's trying to lose weight. He's fat. He's got a friend named Mike Bridenstine. And they're like, I like Mike Bridenstine. I know who he is. And I was like, oh man, this is going to be crazy. And he calls me up later and he's like, yeah, we want to make that, Ramiro. We're going to make that show. So I'm in LA less than 2 weeks and all of a sudden I sold the web series and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, do I stop going to school? Do I stop paying these loans back?
And you were Skyping with me and being like, oh man, I don't know what to do. That's really great. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Pedro's head's exploding. I'm like, oh, I'm making deals and I'm making money finally, mom. Like, you know, and so like, another email comes through and my professor is like, hey man, I have a special surprise for you. Bob Odenkirk is coming to our school in Chicago and he wants to hear pitches. Do you want to pitch to Bob Odenkirk? And I was like, I'm on a hot streak. So yeah, I want to pitch to Bob Odenkirk. This sounds like my dream come true. So I have 2 months to prepare, which is way too much time to prepare for something like this because then I'm super in my head. I'm like, I'm going to make this great pitch with Bob Odenkirk and he's gonna just stand up from his chair and clap, like slow clap, and everyone's just gonna laugh and I'm gonna become famous instantly and trend on Twitter, kid like pitches to Bob Odenkirk and becomes famous instantly. Hashtag Ramiro is awesome. I don't know what's, you know, and so it's way too much time to prepare. I freak myself out. I write a tome, like a 25 page tome of the Big Doggy Child sketch show. I have all this awesome, like, tools at my, you know, tool belt, and I walk in, I'm in a suit, everyone is in a suit, like we're at a wedding, which is, and Bob Odenkirk looks at us, and he's like, hey, where are you guys going to, a wedding? And I'm like, no, you're funny, I love you. And so, one by one, we give his pitch. I go last, which I think is going to be terrible. So, someone pitches a show about a kid bearing a porno magazine and it grows into a whole city. He says, that is completely unsellable. Rejected within a minute.
And he's telling me this and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
another kid pitches a show and he's like, I want an all-female sketch comedy show. Do you have any female comedians? No. Like, that pitch is done. And then I'm there holding up my packet and I'm like, what do I say to him? And I say, I want to make a sketch show with my funny friends. They're amazing. Awesome. Let me just stop you right there. He says, I've heard that pitch literally 100 times. You cannot lead that way. If you're funny, just be funny.
just do that. And he went on for the next like 5 to 10 minutes describing like how terrible my opening line was. And I'm sitting there, my dad's in the audience, all my friends are in the audience, and I'm getting ripped apart by Bob Odenkirk, like my hero. And I'm just like, oh, I like Breaking Bad and Mr. Show. And then I wanted to do a show within a show. And he's like, you know, they don't make those really, unless you're Tina Fey. So you should work on being Tina Fey. So, you know, I sat there and I called my professor and I was like, I don't know what just happened, but I just got the biggest no of my life. And he said, welcome. Welcome to being a writer. You're going to be told no so many times by so many people you care about that it's a huge test. And do you want to still do this? And I said, hell yeah, I do. You're going to be just fine, Romero. You're going to find another guy that's going to say yes, and you're going to make something happen. So, you know, if you're ever going to pitch Bob Odenkirk, don't wear a suit. Be super casual. Have an easy idea. And don't be afraid if he says no, because it happens to us all.
Thank you, Pedro Romero. Man, it is awesome to see you guys out here. I think Bob was wrong on that one. A Big Dog Eat Child show would have been super cool. If you guys are ever bored on YouTube, Google Toby Jones, Big Ass, whatever. Truck Rental and Storage is a good one. Barbecue and Foot Massage is a good one. You'll enjoy those.